This day is very, very important to women, and internationally this day is celebrated in memory of the historical, cultural and political achievements of women. And the day is also observed in support of acting against gender inequality around the world. And this fits in with the theme of this year's celebration, which talks of gender equality today for a sustainable tomorrow. And so I say yes. It's very, very important in that this day's celebration is important to celebrate women and to reflect on the ongoing progress and steps taken that get us closer to gender equality. And also, we're all aware that women are integral members of society, communities, families, in the workforce, and deserve to be recognized as such. And a person's gender should not dictate their success opportunities to be successful in however way you want to define that success. And so gender inequalities need to be addressed today for a better and sustainable tomorrow.
Right. And Kepa, would you like to add something?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, thanks to USAID for funding us to be in the studio, and thanks to iRadio for hosting us here. Mm. I would say that this is a very important day the world over. Including South Sudan, not only for women, but for both women and men, boys and girls. Why is it very important? It is important because we're actually taking stock of the progress made so far in terms of women, you know, achievements and the effective role of women in pushing for equality, gender equality. So this is a day that we actually reckon that, like you already said earlier on, when you talk about peace, peace is a very comprehensive aspect that includes harmony, includes security, includes not just, you know, the well-being of women and men, but also includes, you know, non-discrimination in such a way that, you know, both genders, men and women, are free from discrimination and violence. So I think this is a very historic day the world over for us to reckon with the fact that there are inequalities in the world and we need to work towards a world that is of equal status.
Right. And Judith, can you share with us also why do we mark this day?
In addition to what my colleagues have said, International Women's Day, it's really very important. One, we are looking at the different achievements that have been done worldwide, and also reflecting back to South Sudan, looking at the different treaties, agreements that have been signed. It gives us time to reflect on the progress, how far we have achieved, whatever we have signed. And also, it helps us to look at the challenges. What have we done? You know, what are some of the challenges not helping us to achieve some of the progress? And it's also a day that we use for advocacy with the different stakeholders to question the different stakeholders to account for the commitment, and it helps us to push for women agenda. So you find that women come together to discuss, brainstorm on the different issues. Like today we are in the media to advocate and also let the public know that this day is very important.
Right. And you're still listening to the Dawn program. We're talking about the International Women's Day. We have in the studio Doroba Judith from the Sheja Salam or Promote Peace. We also have Kepa Dima from the Resilience Through Agriculture in South Sudan. And Betty is from the Chemonix International. They're all USAID implementing partners. Betty, let me come to you and let's talk about the theme of this year. What do you know about it? And can you tell us more about this year's theme?
Well, this year's theme is, as I mentioned earlier, it's gender equality today for our sustainable tomorrow. And it's celebrated under the slogan, Break the Bias.
Mm-hmm. And what is that?
Yeah. So when we talk of breaking the bias, we actually want to get rid of that, those thoughts that kind of like create a difference between gender, male and female. And yeah, we're aware that women are different from men. That's known historically. But we're also aware that both men and women, girls and boys, are a critical part of society. And those differences should be celebrated, and a woman's contribution should be valued. Everyone, including women, bring an important voice to the table and deserve to be treated in an equitable manner.
Right. And this brings me to you, Kepa, and the issue of break the bias on this International Women's Day. And, you know, women have been complaining about this issue of biasness against them, and especially from fellow men, you and I. So how would you interpret this? What is happening?
Yeah, I think first of all, let me reinforce on the biases. Mm-hmm. Biases are basically based on stereotypes, mm-hmm. generalization, which are, you know, based on feelings. And these biases are not something that just happen now. They're actually based on some norms and cultures and traditions, mm-hmm. which may have served some purpose in the past. Mm-hmm. But as we know, society is always evolving. It's not static. It's very dynamic. And this dynamism requires that we have to propel moving forward in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if we cannot revibrate according to contextual existence, then we become biased. Indeed, there are evidence that have been shown clearly that where equal participation, both men and women, are involved, it actually creates a very peaceful society. It creates economic growth, and it actually shrinks the poverty. Mm-hmm. So what I would say is that really we need to work towards supporting our sisters and our daughters to ensure that we are equal participants in this space.
Right, and that brings me to you also, Judith. And what are some of the common stereotypes and biases against women? Let's talk about the workplace, and how do women really deal with this kind of discrimination? And Betty, you can later on add on what Judith is going to say. Go ahead.
First, I would like to add something to the previous question.
Sure.
You know, when we look at the theme for this year, it looks at the theme actually embraces diversity, mm-hmm. social inclusion, gender mm-hmm. equity, and mm-hmm. equality. Mm-hmm. And it's very important because when we talk about the discriminated, it's not only women. We have the minority groups as well. Mm-hmm. We have the disabled within the communities. How are these people able to access services? So it's important to break the bias based on the different stereotypes and the myths that exist in society. Once you break the bias, if there's equal participation, there's participation in decision making. Oh. Once people participate in decision making, development is realized, mm-hmm. and peace will also be there, and everyone's opinion will also be taken into consideration. Mm-hmm. Now, coming back to the issue of the biases that exist mm-hmm. at workplace mm-hmm. or within society, mm-hmm. For a fact, within society, last year we did a gender assessment, and we were able to do it in three different locations. In the three different locations, you find out that the biases vary from one location to another. In one particular location, we interviewed one of the chiefs, and he's like, you know what, women are very weak. And then we're like, okay, women are weak. What do you mean by that? Mm-hmm. It's like, for example, you cannot put a woman as a chief because the position comes with roles, like mobilizing the army, mobilizing the youth, mobilizing the other women groups. So,
meaning women cannot do that?
That's the question. That is the generalization from one of the chiefs around Akobo, you know, through our interview. So there are different biases that exist. One is in regards to positions, that women are weak, but that's not true. There are also employment opportunities, like positions like directors, managers, are not regarded as positions for women. Yet these are things that people can actually do. Women can do this. There are good women who are managers. There are women who are directors. It also comes to opportunities like in education, pilots, doctors. But then, like, women have been discriminated in some of this with the belief that they cannot be in position to be a pilot or maybe to lead a plane. So these are some of the biases that are based on maybe a few assumptions, but then they are not proven within society.
Right. And Betty, if you would like to add something, I also give an example of in the first hour of the program today, we actually featured a second grade judge. She's a female judge called Ajok Tito Tilar, and it was really difficult for her workplace to become a judge because of the stereotype and because of the men-dominated society. What else do you know, Betty, when we talk about biases against women at workplaces?
I think biases against women in workplaces is a real issue. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that it's something that you can actually put your finger on. Mm-hmm. It's like intangible. Mm-hmm. But it's actually there, you can feel it, but mm-hmm. you can't count it, and that's where the problem is. And it's actually like a stereotype which is ingrained in people, mm-hmm. like certain jobs or careers are gender specific. Like a simple example is if you see a woman driving a car, leave alone the private cars, put aside, like driving a lorry or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's viewed like very strange. People feel stigmatized.
Or a taxi.
Mm. And if you see a woman working as a mechanic, a carpenter, a fisherman, mm-hmm. constructor, electrician, like you are viewed in a very strange way, like, hey, That's supposed to be a man's job. Mm-hmm. Why is she doing it?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? I mean, what do you mean? Even the women will ask you the same questions. And it also applies to the men. Yeah. When you hear of a man who is like a midwife, like immediately you get a feeling like, hey, is a midwife not supposed to be a woman? Mm-hmm. Why is it a man? Mm-hmm. So these things are real. They are real. And they are very difficult to deal with because you can't actually place your finger on it. Mm-hmm. However, as more and more women are beginning to take up such jobs and employers are advocating for more gender balance and equality and equal opportunity, it's great to see women and men receive encouragement to be themselves and to pursue roles that interest them and to see social stigma fading.
Right. And Kepa, that brings me to you, this issue of a stereotype. And let's talk about a little bit about negative cultural beliefs that contribute to bias and also discrimination against women. Let's emphasize on this first, and after that, tell us, what do you really think can be done, especially from the society, to ensure that women are equal as men, gender parity?
Yeah, I think principally all these biases and inequality are actually rooted in traditions and cultural practices, which have been around for ages, for generations. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that these practices are totally, all of them, bad, because, you know, in each and every society, there are norms and values that are acceptable. But not all those norms and values are actually cognizant of the fact that we need to put equal participation or respect for equal, I mean, for both genders. So really, some of these practices are very detrimental, particularly to women, in as much as, you know, we know the role of women in our society. So first, to start with, I think we need to acknowledge the fact that masculinity is not an issue in itself. Yeah. It's not a problem in as long as it is practiced in a very responsible manner. Yeah. But if we practice masculinity in a way that becomes oppressive to the women, to the girls, then that becomes a major issue that needs to be tackled.
All right.
Because that is absolutely unacceptable. Mm. Yes.